is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. NATO said Saturday it was checking its computer systems after a massive cyber attack on U.S. government agency and others that Washington blame on Moscow. A top official told AFP that at this time, no evidence of compromise has been found on any NATO networks, but that experts would continue to assess the situation. Microsoft said Thursday its antivirus software detected intrusions in dozens of network systems, with the largest in the United States. Microsoft President Brad Smith in a blog post said the hack was the most concerning of several nation-state attacks seen this year. He added that outside the U.S., networks in seven other countries were affected: Belgium, Britain, Canada, Israel, Mexico, Spain, and the United Arab Emirates. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday, "We can say pretty clearly that it was the Russians that engaged in this activity." Russia denied involvement. Beijing on Saturday accused the United States of bullying after Washington announced export controls on dozens of Chinese firms over alleged ties to China's military. The announcement in the final weeks of the President Donald Trump's administration comes after relations between Washington and Beijing soured under his administration, which saw the U.S. start a trade war with China and expand its list of sanctioned entities to a few hundred Chinese companies and subsidiaries. China's Commerce Ministry on Saturday said it firmly opposes the move and vowed to take necessary measures to safeguard Chinese companies' rights. The U.S. Commerce Secretary on Friday said the designations, which restrict U.S. companies' ability to do business with the firms, are over an array of charges, including human rights abuses and the activities of the Chinese military, particularly in the South China Sea.